evening, but in this kind of heat, you can get some strong storms with gusty winds and intense lightning. Our weather app will keep you on top of whether there's any warnings for your particular area. Our low temperature tonight, 76. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs in the mid-90s again. More triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested a parent in connection to a shooting in the Blount Elementary School parking lot Thursday morning. This happened during drop-off when many parents and students were in the parking lot. Thankfully, no one was injured. Two Selma men are behind bars charged with shooting into a Selma woman's house. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says 29-year-old Ronald Johnson and 25-year-old Mustafa McDonald are each charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling. And we are just a few weeks away from the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State and Tuskegee, and both schools have announced a new competition supporting the Salvation Army. The Communiversity Block Party Competition is happening September 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone, sports, box scores, highlights, everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to wowway.com and get yours today.
Wow.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones. I'll grab your love, partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun. To the left, to the left now. To the right, to the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide. This next part's my favorite part. Cause it's time to shout.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 5.5 minutes after 11 o'clock. We've got Dave Mowry in the studio. Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. The squad is in full effect. We're fully squatted for the first time in a while because you were not here for the entire hour last night.
Well, sometimes.
No excuses. Come on.
Oh, that's right. He came
15
in late.
Minutes late.
He came in late.
Didn't we go to his seat and and he wasn't even in there?
Oh, we did yeah. Do that.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
That was Dave's birthday day. I missed Dave's birthday.
You missed the whole day, didn't you?
No.
Oh, just the first 15.
I missed the first segment. Perfect.
We do have a birthday to announce today, ladies and gentlemen. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, it is the 9th day of August. And way back in... Wait, should I say what year it was?
Sure.
Way back in...
I'm gonna figure it out.
1989. Christy was born. She turns 30 years old. 30 years old.
89.
Gosh,
that's a long time ago.
Someone asked you this morning if 30 bothered.
I was only a junior in high school.
We can't talk about that.
Claim. Someone asked you earlier if 30 bothered you, and you said no. And I said, well, 35 is the one that hit me because that's
you're now in your late 30s. Once you're in your late 30s, kind of childhood is officially dead.
Yeah. I honestly think 31 will probably hit me a little harder than
30. Because 30's fun and you get a lot of recognition for 30.
Yeah, exactly.
So it blunts the damage.
Exactly. It's a big one.
Correct.
31 is like, you just old.
Right. No one's throwing you surprise stuff anymore.
No.
I've literally been celebrating my birthday for like a week, and it's going to be going into the weekend this weekend. So
you have had two surprise parties.
I know.
That's incredible that you have been actually surprised twice.
Well, I keep getting surprised.
I sent Dakota a message. I was like, dude, if you surprised Kristen,
yeah,
you really did a good job.
I know. And, Bubba had a random cake from Ashland's Cake Cottage for me this morning. Joey left me a bag of my favorite Cheetos of all time on my desk. Kelly had left me a thing of like a vase of flowers. I mean, I don't know. The hits keep coming. It's not dampening any yet. I'm kind of looking forward to coming in on Monday and having everything go back to normal, to be honest with you. A little bit.
Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228, you can. You can wish Kristen a happy birthday, or you can just ask us about anything and everything. The rules on Friday, gentlemen?
Ain't nairn.
Getting better. I'll be honest. That was relatively impressive.
I didn't even try that time, honestly. I really had to think about it. That one just came out.
She's been practicing.
Sounds like it.
She really has.
I have better things to do.
Say technology. Kristen.
What?
Say technology.
Technology.
Does she say it wrong?
Did I say it wrong? Yeah.
No, she just... What?
What? Did I enunciate?
There's a commercial that runs, and you say technology.
Do I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see that Elizabeth
Warren...
It's
like you have problems with Ian's when there's a letter in front of it.
See that when Elizabeth Warren was in Iowa, and she said, we're on a porch. Porch is my favorite word. I love porches.
She said that?
Yes.
Oh, God.
She's on senile, too.
Yeah. Between her and Joe Biden. She said porch is her favorite word. Porches. She loves porches.
Well, she's going to be big in that more. George, you're on the air.
Hey, I like Fridays about the rules when there is nary a one. But I have a question. Trying to be right, guys. I have a question left over from yesterday. I never heard the answer.
Okay.
Who is taller, David Mowry or Osama bin Laden?
I think we answered that, didn't we? Or did we answer it off air?
I think we answered it off air.
Off air, the answer is Osama bin Laden was not a real individual. He was a Mossad agent, and he may or may not have even actually been in the battlefield ever.
Also, probably not 6'6", even though that's what they build him. It's kind of like a wrestling thing. You know, they're like, he's 6'5", 319 pounds. He's really like 5'4", 120. Yeah.
So he was not really tall?
Correct.
May have been. I don't know.
I don't know. If you read The Looming Tower, which is a pretty good book on the history of all that, they claim that he was only about 6 feet tall.
Just everybody else over there is 5'2", so.
Yes, it made him look tall.
I don't think he was a real thing. I think him and Zarqawi or whatever, not Zarqawi, what's the ISIS in Iraq, whatever his name was, the leader. I think they were both Mossad agents. I don't think either one of them were, true terrorists. I just don't believe it.
Anyway, but
okay.
Even if he was even if he was an actual person who existed and was as tall as they say that he was, still 2 inches shorter than me.
Okay.
Sure, what it counts to, George.
Yeah, you're still taller than me. I don't know what you said. Who did they kill down in that hole in the ground? The SEALs.
It wasn't a hole in the ground, it was a compound.
They got Saddam Hussein out of the hole in the ground. He was in a spider hole.
That's right. Okay. Osama was upstairs with one of his wives. Who did they kill?
I mean, allegedly.
If he wasn't.
They ain't killed anybody.
Oh. Is this whole thing a fake?
Yes. They didn't kill bin Laden. If they'd have killed bin Laden, you'd have seen the body.
Where are you, bin Laden?
All right. I'm very confused, man. I think I'll go away. Goodbye.
Bye, George.
Thank you, George.
Well, I hate to, when you're not ready for the truth, sometimes it's hard. Randall.
Well, happy birthday, Christian.
Oh, thanks, Randall.
I sure wasn't about to let Miami or somebody that calls themselves Smooth Operator beat me to the punch.
Well.
Hey, for real, you deserve everything you got. I mean, and then some. I don't know how in the hell you know what I mean? You go to every remote. I'm glad Baron filled in for you at Pig Enterprise Saturday. That was pretty good for you, Baron. Thank you.
Oh, last Saturday, I mean, yeah. That was nice.
People don't know how much you out there. You out there. And then push through the morning show. Then you give away prizes and you make sure everybody got tickets and the right people got them.
Randall,
you do awesome.
Randall, I think she needs a raise, don't you? She works so much. She's out there all the time. I think she deserves a big raise.
You listening, Rick?
Right.
I didn't say that. I think they need to at least hire somebody to...
Right. Yeah, because you got to keep her doing remotes. I mean, who's going to come out there just to put stuff in a barrel if Chris ain't there?
Well, you don't come see me at remotes, Randall.
If you saw me at every one of them, like I see you, you would think it was creepy. So I stay out of the way. I stay back in and back. Well, you can't see me.
He definitely wouldn't go to one with somebody else.
I had four or five people bring me stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
People want to come out to see Baron. Hey, I had a crowd. Hey. I had a crowd.
You did.
Bring them out, baby.
And George, he got a thing for tall men. I like that. George, leave your number with Baron. I'm going to get at you.
Who, Joe?
George.
George got a thing for tall men. He said he like tall men. I like men that like tall men.
All right, Randall. I'm going to cut you off.
We'll see.
Appreciate it.
We'll see, y'all.
272-9228. I wasn't sure where that one was going, frankly. I'll tell you what, I enjoyed being out at Pig Enterprises on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. People come out and donate.
They're good people.
Yeah. Today's the last day they can donate.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the last day.
Tomorrow's the last day they can donate.
Today they can go where?
Today we are at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard.
Yeah, it's a great place to stop. Mm-hmm. Very easy to get to.
Yes. Tomorrow we will be at Jones Drugs on West Fairview Avenue from 11:30 to 1 both days. So we're picking up all the barrels on Monday, delivering everything on Tuesday. So if you've been meaning to donate, I would do it today or through the weekend.
Yeah, and there's like 10 locations around the river region you can donate. So no excuses, people. I'm not going to handle your excuses.
All the info on our website at newstalk931.com.
Our number 272-9228 is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. ASC Credit Union. If you have not had the opportunity to swing by an ASC Credit Union location, that means you're probably not getting the best deal for your checking account you can get. Because people who've been by ASC Credit Union understand what I'm talking about. How about 3% cash back on purchases? See the store for details. They also have 4% APY on certain checking accounts. I think balance is up to $30,000. When's the last time your bank paid you 4% for letting you use their checking account? You don't pay them. They pay you. They pay you. That's the way ASE Credit Union works. Get by there when you get the opportunity. 9 locations right here in the River Region. 5,000 co-op locations around the country. ASE Credit Union on the web. YourASECU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender. We'll be back.
DNA test turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me.
You could have had a bad, bad, non-committal. Help you with your career, just a little. You supposed to hold me down, but you holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why men great till they gotta be great?
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All right, guys, welcome back in 18 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here on a daily basis. 84 and Christy join us on Fridays at 11. 84 joins us other times, whenever he's bored. My friends over at Bath Innovations, generous sponsors of our guest hotline, 272-9228 if you want to get in here. If you want to get into Bath Innovations, just go to their East Boulevard location. Go to their East Boulevard location. Bath Innovations is right directly across the East Boulevard from Home Depot. If you miss it, that's your problem. And someone said, but Baron, I didn't see it. Hey, look, Ray, Stevie, you know, get a better driver. You know, it's right there. You can find it, I promise. Bathinnovations.com is where you can find them online. 271-2723 if you want to get in touch with them over the telephone. 271-2723. They've got some great, great specials. They're general contractors. They'll take everything down to the studs, inspect for insect or water damage, and make sure you're getting the best, highest quality job you can get. They've got all the stones and tiles. They also have that acrylic product. Fantastic, fantastic, nearly indestructible product. So if you got children or a rental house or something like that, check out the acrylic. It looks luxurious and lush and wonderful. And it's not your dad's acrylic. Totally, totally different. Totally, totally different. If your dad's acrylic, he's seen too much. The acrylic has seen too much. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. We got a great question. This is a perfect Friday question. A perfect Friday question. What did you say your name was?
Cameron.
All right. Yes. Cameron, I want to explain what Cameron is doing here. The rules on Friday are...
Ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn.
Mm-hmm.
As George said, nary a one. We're not on the topic of vitamin D or the sun or anything else. Yet here is Cameron calling in on a Friday asking what question?
I've heard you talk about it before, but I can't remember the exact dose that you said that we should take in lieu of a flu shot, because we don't do those. And I want to start, you know, building that vitamin D up in our system.
How often are you out in the sun? Because right now it's early August. Do you get out in the sun very often?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. Well, during the summer months in Alabama, from about mid-March to about early October, you can acquire from the sun all the vitamin D you need to protect yourself from the flu. That's why the very few people get the flu between March and October. In October, the sun never rises above 50 degrees altitude in Alabama again until around Marchish. Meaning, from October to March, everyone from Alabama North is completely deficient of vitamin D unless they take supplementation or use a tanning bed, believe it or not. Short periods of time in a tanning bed can also do this. So what I recommend is go get a good, liquid, high-quality vitamin D drop, an under-the-tongue vitamin D drop, and put 5 or 10,000 IUs a day under your tongue, either once in the morning or once or, again at night. Now, that's for me. That's for my body type. That's for all my kind of stuff. I don't dispense medical advice on the air, but if you're asking me what I do, that's what I do. I do 10,000. My kids take 5,000. My wife takes 10,000.
Okay.
And we start about mid-September, late September, and we do it all through the winter. That's not going to guarantee you won't get the flu. You might still get the flu, but it's more effective than the flu shot, according to studies.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Flu is a vitamin D deficiency.
I remember Cameron. That's the second time she's called.
When did she call the first time?
The first time she called. It's been a while back.
The other time?
You walked in on that one.
You know, the other day.
The other time?
But what
did she call about?
I,
the stuff she talked about on air.
Politics.
Yeah. Thanks.
How do you know? How long
the topic of the show?
I don't know. I just remembered her voice.
He does have that weird memory.
Because she was, she was, let's see, she called about that, she was just getting into politics or just starting to pay attention, one of those type people, and had picked up your show and loved it and was learning a lot and all that. That's why I remember.
Clay be remembering.
Clay knows stuff. All right, I got a list of topics. During the week, I find stories.
Friday stories.
And I hold them until Friday at 11. Because these are stories I like to cover. I like to get input. But maybe they don't have a Tuesday 9 a.m. feel to them.
Really?
Some of them. We'll start out light. University professor thinks he has figured out why men don't want to recycle.
Oh, boy.
Anybody want to take a stab?
Men
that was,
don't want to
That was a
recycle.
Hit when I said you want to take a stab.
Stab. Nope.
You better not let me.
According to Penn State professor and professor of psychology, Janet K. Swim, men can be unwilling to perform environmentally friendly tasks if they perceive them as gendered, such as using recycled bags, because men are afraid other men might perceive them as gay if they recycle.
Oh, they're gay.
That is, according to the, to her book titled Gender Bending and Gender Conformity, The Social Consequences of Engaging in Feminine and Masculine Pro-Environmental Behaviors.
Golly.
We are at a point where affluence has become so abundant in this country, we can pay a professor of psychology to write a book on whether or not recycling is feminine or masculine. Yeah. But I'll be honest. I will be 100% honest. There's an accompanying graphic in this. And I'm going to pass it around. You guys take a gander and look around. That dude gay or not? Okay. Christy?
Well.
Your opinion?
I didn't even need to say anything. I mean, he doesn't look not gay.
Clay? Dave?
Gay as AIDS.
This dude back here is prancing, too.
You know what? I noticed that guy, and I wasn't going to say anything.
The dude in the back is beta.
But you know what?
That dude is out there. He is out there picking up the trash, just hoping that one of those girls talks to him. Like, maybe if I'm nice.
It's like these dudes that go to a pro-abortion march or a women's rights march. They don't really care about any of that stuff.
They just can't pull any legs.
They're just trying to get laid. I mean, if you want to get down to brass tacks.
Why can't we get back to guys just taking cute dogs to the park?
Does that work?
Yes.
Is that why guys have dogs?
I will talk to you every single time, no matter what you look like, if you have a dog.
Had I only known.
You know what else apparently works?
What?
If you have a kid and you're divorced, you're like divorced dad, and you're like...
With a kid?
Yeah, you take your kid places.
How about it?
I wouldn't know, but I do.
I was going to say.
I just have friends that have told me this. I don't know.
Your kids, like a baby or like a 10-year-old?
At any point. Especially if they're like well-behaved or like if the girl has a dog and then the kid goes over and pets the dog and then, oh, your kid's so cute and well-behaved.
I'm guessing there's the law of diminishing returns kicks in here. Clay has four kids.
Yeah,
I have seven.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do we become less marketable than what children we have?
Yeah, and or, you know, if your kid's 16 and surly, you know.
Don't take the whole herd.
If your kid's 16 and has a tongue ring and a face tat, that doesn't work.
A face tat.
Well, you know, sometimes Joey's still looking at the gate.
I wasn't going for a knee jerk reaction. I was going for a good solid analysis of this, and I thought it was kind of just a stock photo of people, you know, cleaning up recycling. But is that Lindsey Graham in the background?
Might as well be. I just saw the guy in the front. I didn't even see the guy in the back. There's three guys in this picture.
Joey.
Two of them are leaning over.
You can tell he's not because the paper's not on fire.
There's other ways to do it.
A growing number of people are eschewing soap and trusting bacteria to do the job. Instead, an entire industry has sprung up to accommodate them.
Yeah, they all own filling stations.
What does that mean?
You ever been in one of those?
Yeah.
Them dudes stink.
Well, this says, I don't smell. Meet the people who've stopped washing. That's the headline. David Whitlock has not showered or bathed for 15 years.
Oh,
that's
my
nasty.
God.
I beg to differ. I bet Dave stinks.
Yet, according to the author, Amy Fleming, yet he does not have a body odor. It was kind of strange for the first few months.
But after that, I stopped missing it, he says. If I get a specific part of my body dirty, then I wash that specific part, but never with soap.
Wrong.
You know what? A lot of, like, looking unkempt and like, have it showered is the way you look. It's not all the way you smell either.
Well, I'll say that. I've said for years. Beauty, particularly among young women, is a function of primarily wealth because it's grooming. It's grooming and, like, cleanliness. You know, do you take care of yourself? Or is your hair ratted up? And, you know, I mean, but if you generally take care of yourself and generally are pretty clean, I mean, you like, if you look through pictures of, like, four or five girls in a picture at a bar or whatever, and they take a picture, and at first you think, man, they're really hot. And you start looking at the individual pictures, you think, right, they're just average. They're just clean, and they got nice hair, and they are wearing a decent amount of makeup. You know, they're not, they don't look ratty. You take those same four people and you don't bathe them for 3 months, they're gonna look terrible.
They're gonna look like Manson chicks.
Some people are into Manson chicks. We don't kink shame here, Dave.
I'm just saying they were like dirt foots and, like, disgusting. Living out on an abandoned ranch in the Mojave Desert. And not bathing, Baron.
I'm gonna read a sentence here, and I want to know whether you guys buy this or not. Although Whitlock appreciated gaining an extra 15 minutes a day from soap dodging, his primary motivation was to encourage friendly microbes to live on him in symbiotic harmony. The bacteria get to feast on the ammonia from his sweat, and he gets low-maintenance, balanced skin.
That's disgusting, man. That is gross.
Low-maintenance, balanced skin.
I'm going to try this. How long do you have to go?
This is a very creative way for a man to not admit to his wife that the water's been cut off. And he's just carrying the bit, and he's just, like, refusing to admit that he didn't pay the bill for 3 months.
No, I paid the water bill, baby.
It wasn't that he didn't have the money. It's just that he forgot.
No, baby.
He didn't have a reminder. Well, and now
friendly,
he's like,
microbes living on me.
15 years later, he's like, it's about the microbes. We can't kill those microbes.
He'll tell her he got it cut off on purpose so that they could be healthy and have...
I just wanted you to have healthy microbes like me, so...
Who is this?
Robert.
Hey, Robert. You shower, Robert?
Yeah, hey, Dave, you're right. Hey, take you some kids to the same place. Just take them to the same location every time. And then best one to take is the borrowed one, like your nieces and your nephews.
See?
And they're going to ask you, are those your kids? And he said, no, these are my nieces and nephews. And they go, wow, he's really a great guy.
That's right.
He takes the nieces and nephews to the park.
Yep, you're helping take care of them. You know, it softens you up a little bit. She doesn't think you're a serial killer because you got the nieces and nephews and all that.
Right. And then the other thing is, when you're dating a girl young, and you're young, you look at her mom and see what her mom looks like about 45 or 50 and say, ooh.
Damn right.
Damn right.
That is a true thing.
You're saying they'll turn into the mom?
I agree with that.
Basically.
Yeah.
Which, I'm, oh, okay.
Bye, Robert.
I mean.
My mother-in-law's pretty hot for a 70-year-old.
My mom is super hot.
Clay?
I mean, seriously.
She get it mom? From a mama.
How old's your mom?
She get it from a mama.
54?
53? Why are you looking 53? At me? And like I know. 53.
I'm going to show you a picture on the break.
Your mom is, like,
I think I've seen a picture of your
barely
mom.
Older
She's
than my sister.
Kind of a smoke show, too.
She is.
We'll
yeah,
be back.
She is.
Half past. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought
in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Allstate.com. You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Our very hot weather pattern continues today. I think the heat index, once again, will be above 105, maybe a little higher than that. The actual high temperature up to about 96. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms roaming around, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. But in this kind of heat, you can get some strong storms with gusty winds and intense lightning. Our weather app will keep you on top of whether there's any warnings for your particular area. Our low temperature tonight, 76. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs in the mid-90s again. More triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 34 minutes actually.
We're halfway done with the best hour of the week, Baron.
Yeah, you're forever young, Kristen. 30's
Heck
not
yeah,
that
bad. Yeah, I am. 30's a new 20.
Actually, that's not true.
Oh, well, that's what I've heard.
That's not true. Stuff starts hurting at 30.
That's what I've heard.
Nothing hurt at 20. Nothing hurt at 20.
It didn't hit me till 42. I can tell you the exact date.
Mine was really about 36 or 7, where I started really, like, waking up in the morning and be like, yeah. How did I hurt myself sleeping?
That's the thing.
It's kind of weird.
I would roll over. I was like, Lena, Joey, what'd you do to me last night?
You're 31 or 2? 30. You're 30? Nothing hurts when you wake up? Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's happening to him. Maybe it's a men thing. It's a men thing.
It's got to be.
Jenkins Tire and Auto, boys and girls, on the corner of Jefferson and Perry downtown, right off of Madison. So if you have not yet had the opportunity to get by there, it's very, 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 very easy to get to. All you do is zip in, zip out. They get you to work. They can even get you back to your car after work if you need to. Routine maintenance, oil changes, tires, tire rotation balance, brake jobs, anything you want. Jenkins Tire and Auto do a really, really bang-up job, and you'll be thankful you have them. And you know, when you find a new tire place or you find a new auto place and you're happy, yeah, you can call old Baron and tell him that we really appreciate your advice, appreciate your recommendation. I appreciate it when I hear stuff like that from the folks. And I know Mike Jenkins and the team over there will appreciate it as well. They've been around a long time. Jenkins Tire and Auto, again, corner of Perry and Jefferson, one block off of Madison. Super easy to find. I don't know where Perry and Jefferson are. One block off of Madison. You know where Madison and Perry are. Look, you're right. You'll see it. It's right there. Right there. Now, if you look it up on Google, it's going to take you to their old location right on Madison. So if you do that, just right behind it. You can't miss it. You honestly can't miss it. Jenkins Tire and Auto when you get a chance. 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, Christy. And I got more stories. Well, let's got a phone. We should take the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It's a happy birthday edition. Maybe someone's saying happy birthday. Who's this?
Yeah, happy birthday. I want to get serious 1 second with Joey and with 84 and with you. I mean, with all of you. Christy, this goes back. My youngest son getting married this weekend. And,
congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I'm talking about, this goes on back to one of Joey's shows. He had him and Will on one Monday night. He had 84 and his wife on Tuesday night. He had Emily and her husband on Wednesday, and then Christy and her husband on Thursday. And I got to see into everybody the new age, the old way, the way I did it and didn't work, you know what I mean? And this past weekend, went to the lake, met my son, and, man, we got to go riding with him, and we just got to talk. And every part of y'all was in that, even Baron, you was too, man. You and your wife, I mean, the way y'all hold it down with 7 kids. You got, you know what I mean? You got to show them. You got to tell them. I don't want to find out on their own, you know? So, thank y'all for everything.
Well, Randall, we appreciate it.
Oh, Randall.
Thank you, Randall.
Thank you. We'll see. Thank you, too, Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Well, I mean, that was kind of an afterthought.
I don't care.
Not like it's our show or anything.
Right. Half the people call and say, Baron.
Let's talk about Joey and Clay and Kristen. That's fine.
Yeah.
Dave and I'll just be over here hitting buttons if you want. Dave will shag the phones.
I'll just stick to producing over there.
Speaking of producing, I get to dictate the content, right?
Yeah.
As the producer?
Yeah.
This the main mic? Yesterday was August 8th.
Yes. Yeah? Is there anything significant about August 8th?
I did not know until yesterday there was. Apparently there is something very significant about August 8th. Apparently the number 88 is the most racist number ever. Apparently, August 8th is some sort of racist date. This was all news to Dave and Baron yesterday on the radio, but I looked into it, and I found out something. I mentioned Dale Earnhardt. I mentioned Dale Earnhardt Jr., who drove the 88 car for Hendrick Motorsports. I did not know that Dale Jarrett once drove the 88 car.
Joey, is he related to Jeff Jarrett?
This was under the old Robert Yates Racing team, who owned the number 88 car at the time.
Drove the sexiest NASCAR vehicle ever.
The UPS car?
When he was in the Ford Quality Care car, it was an American flag car. It was
pretty.
I like
the,
it.
The Quality Care. I'm telling you, Dave, you would lose your mind.
I'm in.
So I'm not sure if 84 is putting out some weird vibes today or not, but he walks in. He has a...
Well, have you ever seen the, what's the... He has an SS officer's coat on. And a hat. He has a death's head ring on. He's got an armband.
Close.
Okay.
Close.
He doesn't... all right, really.
No armband, Dave.
The audience can't see this. I'm totally being facetious. 84 would never do that. But he is wearing a full 88...
He had an 88 hat from Dale Jarrett. He has an 88 shirt from Dale Jarrett with the UPS car on it.
Even spelled out 88 in case you can't read numbers.
Well, see, I've got those glasses like Roddy Piper in They Live, and so when I put those on, it says,
it translates.
HH.
It's like Google Translate on your Google Translate.
Right, right.
And you show it at a Chinese menu, and it's like duck head with noodle.
Right.
And then the English description is like chicken.
The English description is cat meat.
Exactly.
That's funny.
And I brought up the point.
I had
never realized when Junior left and went to the new team and had the big fight with Teresa and all that, she wouldn't let him take his number 8. And so Dale Jarrett stepped off of the 88 number. And Yates Racing said, or he was with Michael Waltrip, actually, and he said, here, you can have 88, you know, 8 2/8s, and he says, I'll go to a 44, when he drove for Michael Waltrip.
Clay, what's the fourth letter of the alphabet?
D.
And?
4-4-D-D.
David Duke?
Exactly.
It's all racist code, people. All communication, racist code.
And all those girls with 38 double Ds? I'm just pointing out racist. That they might be racist.
This conversation's stressing
And he's
out.
Tall, too, Dave. That's why I liked him. He's like 6'5". He's the only tall, or used to be, yes, the only tall driver in NASCAR.
Should be a little guy. Just a little guy.
Victoria's Secret has a new secret. Their newest model
is a dude.
It's a dude.
Okay, y'all just
a
outed
dude
me.
Dude or transgender?
No, it's men.
Right. Is there a difference?
No.
This right. is a dude, fully equipped. When times get tough, the tough hire a transgender model. That's the message from Victoria's Secret, it seems. The chief marketing executive for L Brands, the parent company of Victoria's Secret, has made the decision that it's time to say adios. So he left. But on his way out, he hired a tranny, a Brazilian model named Valentina Sampaio.
Mm-hmm.
The actress made the announcement on Instagram.
Why? Why are we doing that?
I looked her up. Looks like a dude. I'm sorry. Might be a hotter dude than normal dudes, but looks like a dude.
You know they canceled the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
Do what?
They've canceled the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
They canceled it?
Uh-huh. That
was like CBS's biggest night after the Super Bowl, wasn't
Trust
it?
Trust me. I know. I sat on the couch every day, every year eating ice cream, watching it. It was amazing.
22-year-old transgender model from Brazil began his career walking in Sao Paulo Fashion Week, subsequently cast in the ad campaign for the collaboration between L'Oreal Paris and Balmain. The name, if you're looking it up, Valentina.
Sampaio.
Valentina Sampaio. I'll pull her up on the
No word on whether Victoria's Secret has officially changed their motto to when in doubt, whip it out, right?
Have not yet heard if it's when in doubt, whip it out. If you'll notice on your screen, Dave, these
she
are pictures.
She does look like a guy, though.
She looks like a dude. You
she
can always
like
tell.
Looks like a guy.
I mean, hotter than normal dudes, sure, but a dude.
Stop that right now in 4 or 5 seconds.
No.
Please, close it.
No, Christy, I've never watched one of these fashion shows. Mm-hmm. The same models do multiple walks?
Yes.
I'm
different.
Sorry.
Yes.
Close That's a dude.
Yeah, I think his finishing move or finishing walk.
He's not talking about his finish, please.
Yeah.
No, it's the
counterclockwise.
Oh, look
swirl.
At that! The classic helicopter walk right there. It's amazing.
The helicopter walk.
Look at the radius.
Why do we constantly have to prove that, like, America's going into a
going to hell?
I mean, just moving in a positive direction of accepting all people. I don't care about all this stuff, but just Victoria's Secret has just been a thing forever.
That's
why
a dude.
Why change this?
This is a picture of her in a bathing suit on all fours trying to look seductive. That's a dude. I mean, look right here. Look in this area right here.
How can
you tell? Well, to be clear, there's no nothing.
To me, the Adam's apple.
I was just gonna say, I was thinking about the Adam's apple. I don't know what else you're talking about there,
gives
Baron.
It away.
There's nothing hanging down.
Well, you know, might be.
All right.
Some good tape.
That's Victoria's Secret today, ladies and gentlemen.
You shouldn't have messed with that.
Victoria's Secret shouldn't have messed with it?
No. Keep your super hot models.
I thought you were talking about Valentino
models.
Shouldn't have messed with it.
Both. Keep your super hot models.
Thank you, Christy.
That's a dude. That's a dude. Quarter till.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we make fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
All right, guys, 48 and a half minutes after 11.
It's all tension.
Dave?
Yeah. It's August 9th, Fair. You know what that is.
I do not know what August 9th. Well, Chris's birthday.
Well, true. Also, my sister's birthday, so
okay.
Good day.
What is
good
her
day,
name?
Good day.
Vicky.
Happy birthday, Vicky.
Victoria
Vicky.
Ann Mowry. She lives in Kansas
Does
City.
Does she go by V-I-C-K-I?
Yeah, that's how you spell it, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her comment on your stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's probably that might be my mom.
Oh, you got two Vickys?
Yeah.
Your mom named
your
daughter Vicky?
Vicky Jr., yeah.
She's a junior?
Vicky Ann, yeah.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. They're both Vicky Ann?
Yeah, but I mean, like, my mom, not, you know.
She's Maori, and your sister changed her name.
Right, but it's like, so if you could, yeah, like, if you want to differentiate between the two, it's either Big Vic, Little Vic, or
no kidding.
Vicky and V.A.
You don't hear a lot of daughters named after their mother's
name. They fight dogs?
Vic? Right.
I made a joke last week, it's not fair.
But also.
Jessica called a callback.
Joke thief.
Yeah, you know. Also, Jerry Garcia died today, man.
1995.
What? Well, he was a really, really healthy 54 years old. If you ever want to see, listen, if you guys in the audience, if you ever want to make yourself feel better, look up Jerry Garcia and put in your age. And I promise you, you'd be like, man. Like, here, okay.
Like Jerry Garcia at 39?
So, Clay, let's do this in the Google machine. We'll say Jerry Garcia.
So, he's like Wilford Brimley is what you're saying.
42 years old. And we'll see how Jerry looked. Oh, so Jerry looked like this when he was 42.
Look like he's 77 years old?
Yeah, I mean, I look a little bit better than Jerry, you know, now.
Just a grunt.
And, like, the best is, like, if you look at, like, the 90 tour or something, when he was healthy after he went scuba diving and all that, and he still looks like, you know, Muppet Santa Claus. That's what hard drugs do to you, Baron. Stay away from, stay off Big H.
He died at 54. He looked like...
75?
At least 75.
Yeah.
I thought, see, man, when he died, I thought he was so old.
Right. He was 54.
That's only 15 years older than I am.
Yeah, not even that.
But, to be fair, what, like 25, 30 kilos a year he was going through? Maybe.
Also, basically, I mean, the thing that deadheads don't like to talk about is that, I mean, he's a junkie. He smoked heroin, but he didn't inject it, but he was a junkie from, like, the mid-70s until the very end. Tried to clean up a couple times. But, I mean, he was, like, almost arrested for, he got on a flight to Europe one time, and literally, like, as soon as they turned off the light, he went in the bathroom and locked it and just, like, smoked heroin the whole time.
I didn't know you smoke heroin.
He called it Persian, so nobody knew. Gotta get some Persian, man. Yeah.
No, I mean...
He was a Z-grade junkie, okay?
But I really didn't know you could smoke heroin. That's, I think we talked about this on the air. I've never seen heroin, and if somebody walked in the room and said, I got some heroin, I'd be like, I'm out, because yeah. I've never seen a good story that involves heroin. I've never seen, like, the comeback story, or...
Right.
It's never a combat story.
There's never... There are a couple drugs that there's just really no good comeback story from. Heroin and meth.
Meth.
There's one for heroin. At least one.
What?
Anthony Bourdain.
How did that turn out?
Well, he killed himself.
Okay.
But in between then, he
what?
Was, wait. He was like a street junkie.
Uh-huh.
And then he spent 8 years on methadone.
Uh-huh.
And then about 40 or 42, he gets off of it and becomes world famous author and, you know, man about the world. Anthony Bourdain, probably like the coolest dude of the last 10 years.
Oh, I love Anthony Bourdain.
And so,
but it still didn't end well.
Well, but I don't know that the two had anything to do with each other.
Oh, come on. He burned his brain up on heroin.
I don't think that they had anything to do with it. I mean, no, he was...
Heroin!
No. He was fine.
Teen motherhood hits all-time low, according to a Pew report. Only reason I'm mentioning this is because how freaking low it's gotten. You know, in the 1950s, 96 out of every 1,000 girls aged 15 to 19 were pregnant? That's almost 1 in 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, but see, okay.
It's now 17 out of 1,000.
I get that. But
like almost 1 in 100.
In the 50s, though, we were under the Roy Moore rules.
Well,
a lot of those were already married.
What they should do is they should control for 18 and over. Because if you're 18 or 19 and you have a kid, especially like in like you said, in the 50s or even in the 70s, like that wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, that was just a thing, you know?
A little different.
Yeah, and
the peak was 1957.
Right.
96.3 babies per 1,000 teen girls.
Yeah, but like when we talk about teenage pregnancy, to me that means like high school,
not like 14.
Right. No,
that means like
I agree.
16.
I agree.
No, that means like 14 to maybe 7, maybe 17.
You know, the AP manual says you can't refer to people 18 or older as teens.
See?
Well, you know what? I mean, there's a lot of truth to that.
You're a big AP style guy, Baron.
I mean, I was in college at 18. I don't really consider that. Like, I'm with Dave, and I think of teenagers, I think of like high school age.
Yeah, you think of a girl
like 14 to 17,
sophomore biology, you know, hide in the baby bump.
Like 10 days after my birthday, and I remember Jerry died when I was in Athens. So, like, I was already in school like 10 days after my 18th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was in school when I was 17 and a half. When I was a kid.
Yeah, right. I was 17 when I started off.
A churn.
I was a child. We got to cover this one carefully, men and women.
Men, we're experts at this. Baron,
I mean, you guys.
That's why they call us the squad.
We got to begin. This is a story that the people have to know about.
There's one thing I do have to say about this, though, is that if you knew how many punches I pull, all right, the show would be a lot funnier.
Oh! Men who send unsolicited pics are bigger narcissists, study finds. Academic study found that men really don't get why women might not want to see their.
Because they're ugly. Am I wrong? Come on. No one's junk
but like theirs might be, but not mine, you know?
No one's junk is pretty.
You haven't seen my junk.
Not like girls or guys.
The reason I printed this story off is the shocking percentage of people, not who have sent them, but who have sent them to people who are unwitting recipients, like who don't know they're coming.
God.
So to speak.
I mean, is this just
Baron.
Like, wait. Is this just like random numbers, or is it like
girl
you know that, but like she's not like expecting it?
Girl, you know, you're talking to, it might not even be a sexual conversation.
Hey, how you doing?
That is how, God, I can't.
And then, boing, 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 boing.
I remember the first time that happened to me in college. I was like, ugh.
I was hit her phone with a hammer. Let's see here. The pic, so widely disseminated, yet so universally scorned. How many message threads end abruptly after an unwitting recipient lays eyes on a glaring one? From Wienergate to Tony Clement, the urge to send pics is apparently so compelling that caution is thrown to the wind. So they studied people 18 to 36. Half of all women report having received an unsolicited one. When you get to solicited ones or ones that you knew were coming, it's like it gets way up there. 18 to 36-year-olds, half of all women have received an unsolicited pic. And they asked the women about it, and it ranged from basically like, that's harassment, to it was gross, shock, all that kind of stuff. Then they went and found the men who were sending them.
Ooh.
Okay.
A good game of match the pick.
48%
of that movie. Pull it out. I'd know that penis anywhere.
Porkies.
48% of those surveyed admitting having sent one in the past, unsolicited. Majority of the senders were white, married, or in a serious relationship, had some college university education. Average age of the sender was 31 years old. In a terrible turn of phrase, Dr. Corey Peterson described it this way. In a nutshell, men who reported having sent unsolicited pics showed higher levels of narcissism.
You reckon?
Yeah, really. Because those are guys who think they...
They honed in on two major reasons why men are motivated to do this. The first was transactional.
Good pullback there.
They thought sending one might get them one in return. The second reason was they thought it would lead to a real-life hookup. The most popular reason was partner hunting. The second most popular reason was picture collecting. They believe, here's the quote from the study, they believe sending pics is an appropriate form of flirting with someone. This is how you let them know you're interested in them, that you're attracted to them. You want to have a connection with them, so you send them a pic.
Let me tell you something. No girl is going to get your picture and decide based on that picture whether or not she wants to sleep with you.
Oh, it gets worse. Hold on.
I promise.
It gets more detailed.
Who wrote this article? Was it... Who's that dude running for president? Wang?
Wang?
This appeared in the Penthouse Forum.
Andrew Wang?
This is Tiffy Thompson at Vice.com.
Tiffy.
When asked what they were hoping to get out of the message, 82% of respondents were hoping to make the person received feel sexual excitement.
Nope.
But they're hoping to get out of it, huh?
Wrong.
Quite contrary to the popular endorsed belief that men are hoping to get a shock out of the viewer. They believe, actually, instead, they're going to turn them on. The top three hoped-for reactions were all positive. Sexual excitement on the part of the recipient, that the recipient would feel attraction, and that the recipient would feel valued.
This is classic dumb dude behavior.
Exactly.
Like, well, like, if she sent one to me, then, like, I know that she's, like, DTF, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm going to just send one to her.
No way to make a girl feel appreciated right. And to get your... member.
They
quiver.
They go on to describe other things, including men who enjoy themselves after they send the pic, knowing that someone else just looked at them.
Gross.
Why are you being nasty?
Exactly. Guys, the lesson from this segment is
don't, you know, be nasty.
You know what's
don't
worse is when you get one and it's not like.
I don't want to get too specific on the. I don't want to get too specific.
I don't want to hear the word placid.
I saw your hand motion that you were making that looked like your finger was curled up.
Like this?
She was like, you know what's worse when it's. Trust
First
me,
of all, who does that?
I saw it.
I'm going to distill the squad's advice for everybody. Just don't be nasty.
Don't be nasty.
That's good.
Baron,
how many hours do we come back, Clay?
69.
Nice.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM with